Can somebody tell me where our journey ends? Where does our journey end? Anybody? Mark? Heaven. Isn't that wonderful? The king says, look, God and his children are together again. No more running away or hiding. No more crying or being lonely or afraid. No more being sick or dying. No more aches and pains. Because all those things are gone. They're gone forever. Everything sad has come untrue. And see, I have wiped away every tear from every eye. And then a great voice sounded like thunder, saying, look, I am making everything new.
Hi everyone, it's me again. I'm now doing the talk. Okay, that was just like a little bit of an intro, and now I'm doing the talk. So, my name's Mark, and this is my little girl, Zoe. She might be helping me, and I might need some other help. So, if you're small and you want some help, why don't you sit on the carpet? You're small, Matthew, yes you are. So, sit down on the carpet, and I might need some help. Now, today, this week we're thinking about our journey. We've been traveling over the last 5 weeks with Jesus, who's been helping us. And this part is where we've got to our destination. So we can see on our map, we've got to our destination. But strangely, our destination is actually our home. So it's not that we've gone somewhere and come back with Jesus. We're going somewhere, like Kate said, to heaven. But heaven, I'm going to say today, is actually our home. And that's what I want to talk about today. So it's strange, but true. And when we follow Jesus, he takes us on that journey, holding our hand to the place where we really truly can feel at home. And that, of course, is with Jesus in heaven, our true home. And earlier, we thought about those little things that we had in our suitcase, reminding us on the journey. We prepared for our journey with the fruits of the Spirit. We were walking with Jesus just as we are, not trying to walk in someone else's shoes, but God made us to be the people that we are, and he asks us to walk by ourselves, in ourselves, but with Jesus. And then we were allowing God to guide us, even though, like a blindfold, we couldn't see where we were going. Jesus will guide us, and we can trust him because he is faithful. And then we were walking through valleys and mountains, through sometimes the easy parts or the hard parts of life. And of course, last week we thought about going to new places. And what a journey that's been on. And it's been great that some of you here have been with us all the time, but some of you only bits and pieces. But hopefully you've got an idea that we've been traveling with Jesus. And now we're thinking about home. Don't know when you've gone somewhere and you've reached your destination, how does that make you feel? Maybe a great sense of relief. And maybe what happens at the end when we get to the final destination, when we get where we think of as home, how does that make us feel, I wonder? Maybe you want to sit down, have a rest. Maybe you want to stand up. Maybe you want to go on another holiday again. It's one of those holidays that makes you want to go on a holiday again. Now, I wonder who, this is the part where I need some help. Have I got some helpers? Now, I've got some things around the stage here that might help me at the end of my journey. And I'm going to see what you think they might are. So these are some things. I want you to pick one and see. There we go. Who wants this one? There you go. You can have that one. You can have that one. And I've got one down here as well. Then we got down. And now, so at the end of the journey, do you think I should sit down and have a rest? Yeah? Who thinks I should have sit down and have a rest?
Me.
Thank you. I'm going to sit down and have a rest then. And what could I do with... Oh, Callum, what have you got?
A pillow for me to sleep.
Oh, a pillow for me. Oh, thank you. Can you just I'll take that. Thank you. I'm just going to lie down on my pillow. What have you got, Bradley?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Bradley. That was slippers. Got my slippers. Should I put my slippers on? Thank you. Looking, not having a rest. Oh, and Abby. Oh, my God. Zoe, what have you got?
Your dressing gown.
Got my dressing gown. Oh, thank you. Okay, and Abby, what have you got for me?
Your pad.
My iPad. So would you like to have a look at my holiday snaps?
Yeah.
It's only pretend. Okay, sit. There we go. And Matthew, you've got my... Maybe it's time for me to go on another journey. I've got my coat. So why don't you guys sit down there and try and break into my iPad. Yep, there we go. Lovely. Good. So, but maybe... It's like bees around a honeypot, isn't it? Okay, we'll leave them there for a minute. But rather than sitting down and having a rest, when we get to heaven, I don't think we'll be sitting down in our dressing gown and slippers. I think rather we'll be standing up and using these. If you don't like tambourines, I'm sure there'll be other instruments available. But I think we'll be worshipping God, standing up in heaven with our Heavenly Father, with Jesus, worshipping God. No. Right. Oh, we finished the activity now. It's time to sit down. Did you not break my code?
No.
Oh, sorry. Right, go and sit down then. Okay. Let's all sit on the carpet, shall we? Let's put these things away. Thank you for helping. Thank you for helping. That's my slippers. Very important in my house. Slippers, thank you. Oh, Abby, do you want to put them? Oh, shall we help this one as well? There we go. Wonderful. Good. So, thank you, helpers. So, what is our idea of heaven? Are we sitting down having a rest because we've reached our journey's end? Or are we there worshipping God like the Bible says that we will? And that's what I think the Bible does teach us. You know, we're here on earth, we worship God here in church, but in heaven, our heavenly home, we'd be worshipping God forever. In heaven, I'm just thinking, I may even dance. Some of you who know me know I don't do dancing, no. But maybe in heaven, when God gives us a new resurrection body, I will get rid of this non-dancing body, and maybe, God, I will be dancing with Zhao, who loves dancing, and maybe some of you other people in heaven, but on my earthly body, I tend not to dance. There's only two people I dance with, and they're right here, Zoe and Evie, but I didn't even dance at my own wedding. That's how little I dance. But thinking about what we read about today in the Bible, you know, that image of a new earth and a new heaven that God is helping us to get to. God will dwell with us there, like the beginning in Eden, but then it will be forever. Now, I wonder who would like here to do some activities with some pens and paper, right, which I sort of forgot about at the beginning. Now, Abby and Zoe, would you like to give these out? Okay, boys, do you want to do some colouring? Okay, there we go. Maybe you can draw me a picture of what you think heaven looks like. There we go. Oh, thanks. So, some activities for you guys on the carpet there. But as they do that, I just wonder, what's John saying in Revelation when he writes about what heaven will be like? The new heaven and the new earth. It's like they'll be joined together, whereas now heaven and earth are separate. But John in Revelation speaks about how heaven and earth will be made new and joined together completely and forever. And of course, God will be there. He will dwell with us. That's a bit like in John chapter 1. The same guy who wrote Revelation wrote the Gospel of John as well, where he talks about the Word became flesh and dwelt, like he pitched his tent, his tabernacle, with us. And the Bible says we gazed upon his glory. So when Jesus came, God was revealed in his Son, Jesus. And of course, God's Spirit continues to reveal himself to us now. He continues to reveal Jesus to us here and now. And God will show us that glory that was first revealed in Jesus and then will be fully realized in the new heaven where we will live with God, dwell with God forever. And of course, Jesus will be waiting for us there. As well as guiding us along the way, Jesus will be waiting for us there. But of course, it's not about just the destination with the Christian faith. It's about the journey too. And Jesus waits for us, but he also comes looking for us as well. He's not like some distant figure in heaven just waiting for us to get there. He's with us right now on that journey. And over the last 5 weeks or so, we've been thinking about that journey that Jesus takes us on. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about my own journey of faith. And I think most of us can remember when we first met with Jesus, when we came to a realization that we wanted to follow him. And, you know, for me, I was brought up in a church-going family. Both my parents were here, good Christian people. But, you know, when I got to the age of about 13 or 14, I just sort of drifted away and didn't go to church anymore. But God didn't drift away from me. Within about 2 years, a guy in my class at school, he invited me to an event at church, and I recommitted my life to God and followed Jesus again. So my interruption was only a couple of years, and God really kept close to me throughout that time and even now today. I know for some people that gap might be a bit longer, but Jesus is always there waiting for us, being with us, helping us along our journey. And I wonder, when did your journey with Jesus start? You know, Jesus calls our name and travels along the way with us. But when God created the world to be in a relationship with him, right back in Genesis, you know, we thought about John where Jesus came, but right back in the beginning when God made the world, you know, Jesus or God was there walking in the Garden of Eden with us. That intimate relationship was there right back at the beginning. That intimate relationship that will be restored when we get to heaven again. And of course, Adam and Eve broke that relationship. They went away from God. They decided to go their own way. But praise God, Jesus, who was the second Adam, makes the way possible to get to the new Eden, heaven. You know, Jesus conquered all those things that gets in the way, the sin of our life, the bad things that separates us from God, Jesus has done away with on the cross. And we're forgiven and can be in that right relationship with God again. We can be with God, dwelling with God. And a bit before, you know, Kate asked us what we thought of as home, that place where God is with us. You know, for some people it might be a place, or home is a person. For some people, it might have been friends or family, even the church. We talk about coming home. In some respects, this place here is like a home that we can be warm, a bit cozy, maybe even a bit comfortable, where we can go to recover, feel loved and accepted. But I think home, whatever you think of as home, if that's a good place for you, for some people it isn't, but when we think of home as a good place, that's a little glimpse of what heaven could be like. But of course, the journey that we do walk on before we get to heaven is not always easy. And I remember a few weeks ago we thought about Jesus walking on the water, and the disciples were in a storm. I'm sure that wasn't easy for them. You know, the mountains and the valleys that we thought about a few weeks ago as well. And I've been in this church 9 years now. I'll be leaving next year when I go off and become a curate in another church. And that's a bit, you know, that's a difficult time for us as a family. You know, we're not sure where that will be. We're not sure what church it will be like. And, you know, Holy Trinity really feels like home for me. And we're having to leave our home of many years. You know, we even got married here. I think I got married standing pretty much right here, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. And so that's a bit scary for us. You know, here is a place where we belong, that we feel encouraged and loved and cared for. And I'm sure some of you feel like that as well. But like Peter in the boat that we looked about a few weeks ago, you know, he had to get out of the boat and walk on the water to get to Jesus. And maybe for me and my family, it will be a bit like getting out of the boat of Holy Trinity, the safe boat, the safe place where we are now, and walking on the water, which is a bit scary and unpredictable, wherever we might end up this time next year. But Jesus has promised that we are with him. And Jack, can you show the Facebook post? This is, we know that God is with us, and because he's promised to be with us. Right back when he promised Noah that he wouldn't flood the earth again, and he sent a sign in the sky, a rainbow. And whenever we see the rainbow, it's a reminder that God never breaks his promise, never breaks his promise to be with us. And this was a good friend of mine. She's known me about 20 years, 25 years. And just above the door handle, you might not be able to see it in the picture, but that's a little rainbow shining just above the door handle. And she says, God sends us signs in the most unlikely places. I've always loved seeing a rainbow as it's a sign of God's promise. This morning, as I lay awake at 5:30 in the morning, freaking out about the 12-hour flights I'll be on later today, God sent me a rainbow on my bedroom door. Random, yes. Appreciated, totally. Just that little rainbow above the door handle that God was shining at that moment that allowed her to remember that God's promise was to be with her forever. The faithful promise of Jesus. And we must remember that God is always with us on the journey. And I love that story as well in Samuel in the Old Testament when he talks about setting up the Ebenezer stone. And the Ebenezer stone is, he was in between two places, and he said that God had helped him thus far, and he was confident that God would help him on the next part of his journey. And so he set up a stone in between two towns and called it Ebenezer, because God was faithful to him, and he will be faithful to us as well. So God doesn't abandon us. He doesn't leave us alone on our journey. The Good Shepherd guides us to safe places, even through dark and scary places. And whatever place you're in right now, have confidence that God is with you and is walking with you. Have faith to reach out and allow Jesus to hold your hand and know that he walks with you, sometimes even carrying you. And at the right time, know that Jesus will take you home to be with him forever. He will take you to the place which we heard about in the reading today, which I'll just read now to end. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. And it's my prayer for all of us today that Jesus may be with us all on the journeys he has called us to be on. May you find your home in Jesus. Amen.